a controversial casino campaign that is already under investigation by the State Ethics Commission, is about to get a new level of scrutiny from the legislature. The Government Oversight Committee voted unanimously today to gather information and hold a public hearing about a ballot campaign that, if approved by voters, would allow casino developer Sean Scott, and only Scott, to hold a license for a casino in York County. Steve Missler has details.
The campaign has already spent more than $4 million just to get on the ballot, and it's now ramping up a messaging and voter influence operation that will be run, in part, by the same Washington, D.C. firm hired to convince British voters to leave the European Union. Now, the legislature's Government Oversight Committee wants to shed some light on a campaign that's been dogged by controversy ever since it was launched over a year ago. GOC co-chairman Senator Roger Cates, an Augusta Republican, says the review and hearing are designed to inform the public about the players in the operation and their track record. And Kate says it could be a forum to ask Sean Scott and his partners some questions.
We think that's one of the roles of the Government Oversight Committee, is to cast light on things that are happening in our state that involve the government, and in this case, the referendum process. And to date, this group has operated primarily in the shadows, and we want to give a shot at bringing that out.
To do that, the Oversight Committee will utilize an agency called the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability, or OPEGA. OPEGA typically conducts reviews of government agencies and programs. It's perhaps best known for its 2011 review of the Maine Turnpike Authority, which led to the jailing of the authority's executive director for misappropriation of agency funds. The casino review is not a formal investigation, and it's unclear whether the committee will be any more successful convincing its backers to cooperate than the Maine Ethics Commission has been. The ethics panel is probing the casino operation's finances, specifically trying to find out who exactly is bankrolling the campaign. So far, updated campaign reports show that the casino is funded by a web of offshore and domestic investment firms, many with a connection to casino developer Sean Scott. But Cates notes that the campaign has fought the ethics probe, and Democratic Senator Bill Diamond of Windham says the public should know as much as possible about the proposal before going to the polls.
The purpose of this public hearing, public discussion, will be to bring all this to the forefront. And frankly, I think the timing is good. Too often we've seen referenda that are passed by the voters and they have little information to go on. This is a particularly interesting one and could have repercussions for the state of Maine for quite a while.
Cates agrees.
The whole point in doing this is to cast light on this thing before the election. It doesn't do as much good to do it afterwards.
Republican State Representative Jeffrey Pierce of Dresden voted for the review. However, he later wonders if the committee should focus on flaws in the referendum process rather than single out Scott and the casino campaign.
I mean, we're going to drag somebody in here and talk about whether he's doing something behind the curtain, but if he used the referendum process as a way it's indulged in the Constitution, then we should leave him alone.
Pierce is expected to ask for a separate review of the citizen initiative process, which critics say has been exploited by outside groups who use well-financed and sophisticated campaigns to pass legislation that can't get enacted in the legislature. In the meantime, the GOC inquiry is scheduled for late October. The timing of the hearing may also serve opponents of the casino initiative, which have yet to formally launch an organized campaign. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.